Blog Talk Radio.
One of our young brothers is being put to rest. Another family broken down over a death. And for what? Some dude hating over somebody's success. We ask brothers, yo, to strive to be great. And when they do it, we always try to find a way to hate. That's not being real, that's being fake. Now, because of it, now look, we off to another weight. You know what's sad? When you finally make it. And the dudes that's supposed to be happy for you be hating. Here you are becoming famous and your man have a grudge. You be looking like, damn, where the love? Sometimes you never see it coming, but trust me, when you do, it's fast, like 100 miles and running. People in your own circle, most of the times be the ones that hurt you. I'ma keep it 100. It happened to my man back when we was running. So one close burned us and we never saw it coming. Dude set us up and put his cap on the platter. Same dude that did it told me Black Lives Matter. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop. We killing our own people. Now, yo, I see my man Eddie has died for something petty. They killed my brother Joe because he could fight and had dough. They killed Rich over hate and brick. They all die young. That shit makes me sick. They killed Mac because they said he was trying to run shit. They shot Pretty Black over some dumb shit. All these senseless acts made me numb quick. Blacks killing blacks. We gotta overcome this. You see, I don't understand why we keep hating on the brother, man, cause he got a plan. All that marching shit is good, but for us to make some real progress, we need our boys in the hood. So what? Stop all the violence and shooting. What? Stop all the fighting and looting. We fighting for equality. Unity is how it's gotta be. And what? As long as our community is solid, they gon' change all the policies. But really though, it's up to us to make it work. And what? Honestly, black on black crimes is the worst. Yeah. This whole world is based upon hate and cheddar. But as to change, every race has to come together. We have to do better if we wanna survive. We have to stop the hate, we ruining lives. We only come together, yo, when somebody dies. We have to stay strong, we can't fight and divide. We have to stay strong for all of the people. We shouldn't have to worry, we should all be equal. Money is the root to all evil. Black on black crimes have to stop, we killing our own people. We gotta stop, y'all, stop, y'all. Gotta be together. Bad manners, city, city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live on this rainy Harlem night. We live from Harlem. It's your man DJ Big Stu. Shout out to everybody on iHeart. Shout out to everybody on TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, all the joints we on, Apple Radio, all that, all the platforms we on, College Underground Radio, I can't name them all. Shout out to everybody, but also shout out to everybody who came out to the film screening of our film, The Uncelebrated Pioneer Brings You, B-Boys Make Some Noise. It was definitely a lot of people there, definitely a lot of shout outs. The Q&A went well. Shout out to all the people and all the legends, all the graffiti artists, all the legendary B-Boys, Rocksteady, Floor Master Tops. Shout out to everybody that was there, man. We appreciate y'all. It was deaf and it was dope. But as promised, y'all, in the building, my man Champ the General in the building. Welcome to the show, fam.
What's good, what's good, what's good? Shout out to Beef Stew Radio. What's good? It's Champ the General. What's popping, world? How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My man got a little banging project out right now. Definitely sounding fire, man. Let the people know where you're calling from.
I'm currently in Atlanta right now. I'm out here promoting this project, but you know I'm from the Bronx, New York. As always, we're going to represent that first and foremost. But I'm out here in Atlanta right now, man. We on the move. We out here promoting the music and trying to make sure the world gets it. You feel me?
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, being from the Boogie Down, man, tell us some of the people, man, who inspired you to do what you do right now.
Man, it's a plethora of people who inspired me, man. I mean, growing up, just watching all the pioneers in New York, the Bronx being the home and the Mecca. I mean, it's so many, from KRS to Rakim to Mobb Deep to 50 to Jay-Z to Lord Tariq. I mean, it's so much heat and pressure in the city that if you were a young child growing up in the era of hip-hop, man, you could do nothing but absorb all of that greatness and feed off a little bit of it. Tupac as well, you know. I mean, there's so many artists that I grew up. I'm a music kid, so I'm a person that just likes music. So if you spit in your message and you got that production, I'm all in, you know what I mean? So no matter really where you're from, but in the Bronx, of course, we had more access to, you know, the Northern. So that's why I would say the KRS, the Rakims, the Biggies, the Jay-Zs, Mobb Deep, CNN. I mean, it's crazy. It was too much hotness going when I was growing up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No doubt, no doubt. How would you say, man, real life stuff, man, your everyday life affect your music? How does it fit in your music?
It fits a lot of my music greatly because it's what puts the spirit in my music. You know what I mean? It puts the spirit in my music, I would say. I would say my everyday life is in my music a lot. I don't put too much of it, but it definitely affects my music and it's helped make my music better because your life experiences mold the person you are. So the person you are should come across in your music. I know it does in mine.
Now, in this game, man, it's a lot of challenges, especially for a lot of independent artists, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, what are some of the challenges that you had to face so far on your journey as an independent artist?
Well, as an independent artist, one of the main challenges you face is financial challenges, and you also face, because it costs so much just to do, you know, to believe. It takes a lot just to believe in yourself, then it takes a lot just to raise the capital to get the things done, to do it properly, to actually push what I'm trying to do. So I would say finances, also support, because a lot of times it's hard for others to see your vision. So you have to make the world see your vision. So all independent artists, you know, are almost like CEOs and artists at the same time if they're really serious about it, because they have to make artist decisions, business decisions, life decisions, all at the same time, you know?
You know, New York, you know, the game is kind of changing back, coming towards our way. You got Bobby Smurda home now, and everybody's saying, like, you know, the game, the music's been changing, coming back to New York, man. Like, what do you feel you're going to bring different to the whole thing, what you represent for New York and the Boogie Down Bronx? What separates you from all the other cats that's coming out right now?
I would say what separates me is that I'm cut original cloth from the Bronx, from the heart. You know, New York's one of New York's finest, especially when I spend most of my time in New York, and I've absorbed so much. But I would say I spent a lot of time in the South as well, and I was able to absorb that musical aspect and meet so many great people in the South and big legends. You know, 8-Ball, MJG, big shout to Push and Dupran on them. You know, I've worked with those guys. I've worked with a lot of other artists. So being in the South and being able to go back and forth from New York to the South, I think has helped me enhance my music because it's given me a broader, it's allowed me to think outside the box and represent my creativity. And I'm happy New York is getting back because now New York got a whole new energy. And I feel that the energy is so electric and so powerful that I think New York is going to be 10 times stronger than it was. And I think we had a lot of great influences from New York to learn from. And now we take that energy plus this new energy and just hit them. So I think I bring a lot of that to the table. I bring a lot of New York, but I got a lot of Southern ties too. I can't front. So being in the South, you know, you work with different type of producers, you work with different type of artists, and you realize how to become more versatile and bring your New York flavor to a higher level. So I think I'll take the New York shit to another level. Excuse me, the New York to another level. You know what I mean? New York music style, and also with a little Southern twist to it. Cause I got a lot of
that's
production that's very compatible with the South as well.
That's what's up. You got a joint called I Don't Believe You, man. What was the inspiration when you did that joint?
The inspiration with that record was this new age and this new era of oversized capping. And I'm not going to act like I'm the most official dude in the world, but, you know, the internet has created a lane for a lot of attention seeking and a lot of extraness. And there's a lot of false promotion on things that, you know, aren't really, there's a lot of things that are fabricated in the music that's not, doesn't always go as happy as it's portrayed in the music if you've really been a part of those street situations. So that record was basically just inspired by us saying, hey, man, no one believes you anyway, so it doesn't make sense you over-promoting, you know, negativity or whatever you're trying to promote. You know, just be yourself and keep it moving. So that's what that was about. It wasn't really no shot towards no one. It was just a general statement because I know I've heard it so much. Nobody believes you. I used to say that to my homies. Like, yo, man, it don't even make no sense trying to act tough or tell them how gangster you are. They don't believe you anyway. You got to show them. So the whole thing is nobody believes you. You might just, you know what I'm saying? So that was my whole thing. It was just like, it was more like a fun record. We was having fun in the studio, and it just ended up being something crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was really like, just having fun. It was like no real scientific calculation behind it. It was just like we was in this, and that's one of the things I say sometimes. Like, man, we don't believe that. When I'm playing with my homies, and we just made a record, and then it was just like, next thing you know, it's in the club, it's on a mixtape, and I'm feeling good about it. So I think that's gonna be a good one right there.
All right, so we're going to get into that joint right now. We got my man Champ the General in the building. This I Don't Believe You. This is a hot joint off his EP. We're going to come back and keep kicking it with the homeboy. Beef Stew Radio, y'all know how we do it. We live from Harlem, y'all. Let's do it.
Push! These niggas don't got it. They know they ain't about it. They just capping and rapping, ain't really trapping. This mafia, dig?
Mafia.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa.
You say you got sticks and you say you hit licks and you say you got bricks, but I don't believe you. You say you get bags, you say you pop tags, got the rollie in the Jags, but I don't believe you.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. Nope, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I checked your resume yesterday. It's looking kinda cloudy. I checked your resume yesterday. It said you ain't about it. You talking like you out here getting it, you ain't got it. Saying that you with the shit, you ain't about it. Claiming that you out here, I don't see you. It's the main reason I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. You law-abiding citizen, you ain't illegal. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. You move or breathe wrong, my niggas will leave you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. You say you in these streets, nobody seen you.
Nobody.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. And real official niggas can see that you see through.
You say you got sticks, and you say you hit licks, and you say you got bricks, but I don't believe you. You say you get bags, you say you pop tags, got the rollie in the Jags, but I don't believe you.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
Nope.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
No sir.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
I checked your resume yesterday. It's looking kinda cloudy. I checked your resume yesterday. It said you ain't about it. Told like you got it, we all know you ain't got it. Say you lit in your city, we all know you ain't bout it. Talk crazy like you wavy, we know that you see through. Your nickname, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I'm feeling like I'm Jay, you need more people.
More people.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. Who told you you was lit, that God deceived you? I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
You claim you from New York, nobody seen you.
Nobody.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. No matter where you go, my arms can reach you.
You say you got sticks, and you say you hit licks, and you say you got bricks, but I don't believe you. You say you get bags, you say you pop tags, got the rollie in the Jags, but I don't believe you.
I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
Nope,
I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
No sir,
I don't believe you, I don't believe you.
I checked your resume yesterday. It's looking kinda cloudy. I checked your resume. Said you ain't about it.
Yes, yes, yes. Champ the General in the building. That's the joint off the EP.
Yeah, yeah.
Trap Ghost Volume 1.
You.
Who are some of like the producers that you got to help you on that joint right there?
My man Milwaukee Black. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. He's one of the head producers on my project right there. On he helped get that track right there together. And I got a few other producers, you know. We got Justin Mix Beats. We got a few people, man. We got Don Dizzle. I mean, we got a cold production team, I honestly say that.
You got some other artists featured with you on there too, right?
Yes, on my project, yes. I got a few different artists. I have we got Jim Jones, we got Young Ray from GP Mafia. Big shout out to GP Mafia, Young Ray, Hot Mess, Savages All Lie. You know what I'm saying? The whole GP Mafia. We got Rapper's Monster from the Boot Camp Click. We got Louisville Sluggo we got from the Boot Camp. We also have one with 8-Ball from Legendary 8-Ball MJG. I mean, we got some heat. We got some heat on the project. And these are all guys who I rock with, like brothers. And also, just wanted to know on my, if they want to get in touch with me, on Instagram is @champ. DA General _GP Mafia on TikTok @champ the general, Facebook @champ the general, @GP Mafia on Twitter, SoundCloud, Spotify, all of that. Champ the General, Champ CHAMP DA General.
No doubt. Now you got another joint, Presidential, man. What was the inspiration behind that?
Presidential was, you know, GP, first and foremost, that was a more of a, I call it a gangster politician record, because GP Mafia is the name of my crew. GP stands for Gangster Politicians Living God's Plan. So in reference to gangster politicians, we more like three guys or guys from the hood that actually have, you know, more of a activist type of a vision. I'm not going to say we are activists because we're not out here marching and all that, but we definitely trying to be better examples in our lifestyle in reference to how we live. So we're trying to live an activist lifestyle, I should say, instead of, you know what I'm saying? So that was inspired by all of the presidential stuff that was going on with Trump and everybody that was going on. I was really just kicking my opinion on politics and what I was basically just saying, like, in reference to what's going on in this country, is more about we need to just come together instead of just all of this division and stuff. And with that, you know, I was kind of throwing a few points on what I was my observation of Trump's presidency as well. So, you know, nothing against him, you know, because we ain't taking shots at nobody. But just, you know, from my point of view, it was more like just, you know, my observation on what's going on in the country right now.
All right. So once again, y'all in the building, Champ the General in the building. This is Presidential, another hot joint off the EP, Trap Ghost Volume 1. Let's get into it.
To ease our grief, too much agony, living in the limits of big city. A little curly weed, meditate. Too much insanity.
Too much.
This society.
Presidential shit. Presidential shit. Presidential shit. Let the beat hum. Yeah. Yeah. Presidential shit. Presidential shit. Little fool for thought. Check it.
prodigy who passed away, son. Though he's gone, his words must live on in these streets. We all know the move smart, stay strong. Hustle hard, no slack on. Be discreet, do what you gotta do to get your stack on. And yes, I must get my G-Mac on. If I fall, I hustle hard till I get back on. And politics are super bad. Hope it was worth it. They elected a clown, they should expect the circus, man. Can't even trust the church. There's so many collection plates, they say the word is worth it. And the fuck is up with Donald Pump? I mean Trump. Open his mouth, he's like he's taking a dump or a shit.
Why you say that?
Cause they ain't talking about shit, just dividing up the country. I speak the truth, I'm no liar. They calling him the great divider. He the opposite of a messiah. I speak what you heard of. In the streets we see bloody murder. Meanwhile, he a Twitter observer. We should appreciate the message from the devil that he relaying. Get out your feelings and prepare, I'm just saying. It's time for us to all come together now as one nation, one people, man. I'm just saying.
Presidential shit, presidential shit. Gangsta politician, presidential shit. Presidential shit, presidential shit. Gangsta politician, on some presidential shit. Presidential shit, presidential shit. Gangsta politician, presidential shit. Presidential shit, presidential shit. Gangsta politician, presidential shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Champ the General in the building. Now, if you could make a super duper album, like if you had the power to get the producers you want, the artists you want, the singers you want, of a, you know, everything, what would be a super dream team album to you?
First and foremost, I would say I would have all of the best producers, you know. Some new cats, some young, some old school cats, you know. You need like Dr. Dre's, you need, but you definitely need some of the new cats, the Mike Wills, you know, the shout out to my man, Young Swag, some of the hot new dudes pushing them like that. Who else? I got Don Dizzle. So I would basically say I would use, artist-wise, I would have my crew, GP Mafia, because the world about to see what they're going to do. But I would have my crew, GP Mafia, Young Ray, that's Hot Mess, Savages Online, you know what I'm saying, Chief Cherokee and the whole crew, you know what I'm saying. Then I would have some legends. I would have like 8-Ball MJG, who's still my big bros. I would have all of the New York legends. But I would need like one verse apiece because, you know, there's so many hot dudes, you can't really hog up. So I would probably, let's see. Man, I need Jay. Now you saying that everybody got to be alive, right? I can't use no people that's passed away, right?
Yeah, you know, I tell people, yo, it's crazy you say that because chat's always been, can I use somebody that passed away? I say a super album, so it's whoever you would feel. You could use somebody that passed away.
Yeah. So I would definitely need Pac on there. I would have Pac on most of my hooks. You know what I'm saying? Because Pac is that dude. I definitely will have Jay-Z on something. I actually would probably have Jay-Z, Pac, and Big on the same record. You know what I'm saying? With me or something, like something crazy. It'd be stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I have, like, probably, like, Dre or somebody do the beat. That's crazy. I have my man Milwaukee Black do some of the beats, too. So he's like a new age version of a Dr. Dre, in my opinion. I would have, man, Red on the beat. That's my man's too. I would have, let's see. Man, that was a great question. Man, I definitely would have to get Mobb Deep on there. You know what I'm saying? And Griselda. I have to get Griselda on there. I mean, that's really cool. And I would have to get my homegirl, Dirty Diana. She's a fly new chick coming out. And I would like that, the female from Griselda too. She's dope. Armani Caesar. I'll have her on a few joints. I mean, honestly, I probably would have, and I would have a lot of the South dudes. I would have a lot of dudes in the South on my joint. Like, you know, Moneybagg, Dolph, you know what I'm saying? Gucci. Gucci's definitely on some joints. Gucci's my dude. I rock with Gucci. You know what I'm saying? And I would have Jeezy and Gucci on the record too, together. That'd be hard. You know what I'm saying? That'd be hard too, like that old school Jim Z did. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That album, honestly, would probably have to be a double CD to keep it real with you. Because it's too much heat I would do. I'm too think outside the box. Like, I have the hottest New York dude and the hottest South dude on the same record too, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll mix it up. I'll bring it all together. And I'll have Nipsey, my man Nip. Gotta get my man Neighborhood on some. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That album would actually be that'd be a super album, to be real with you. I mean, and I'm gonna have some of the old school dudes like Slick Rick, Wu-Tang, you know, have them on some of them hooks, have Slick Rick on some gangster hooks, some of them sing song gangster hooks.
Yeah, that's definitely dope, man. That's definitely dope. If you had the power to change something in the game, what would you do?
That's a great question. Excuse me. Had to clear my throat. I would actually change the education part of the game. I would make most artists have to take some sort of business course on finances and money management with any kind of deal they get, so that the money they make, they can maximize off of it. No matter which way their career goes, because you know, in this game, it's like a microwave game. It can move real fast, or you can have long jeopardy. So I would say, I would have some type of automatic, like if you get a deal, you automatically got to have a financial advisor or some type of crash course where you got to learn something yourself with money management. You know what I'm saying? In reference to the business side. In reference to changing the game musically, I just want to, like, I want to be a blessing to the world. I want to be able to be, like, I want to do God's work. So I would like to basically bring people together and spread more positive awareness, a positive energy of things in the world, and definitely uplift my people a whole, you know what I'm saying? So, and actually use this vehicle to build our communities and invest into our and stop the drugs, you know, and all of the killing in the neighborhood. Like, basically try to use our voices to uplift our people and bring our people together instead of the division. You know what I'm saying? I want to change, you know, that aspect, even though that's not an easy thing to do. But I think all the killing and all the stuff that's going on in our community, I think if we could use the music to, instead of inspire violence, we can use it to inspire love with each other, but tough love and thorough love where it don't feel weird. It's just like respect, you know what I'm saying, and building each other up. So that's the other thing I would do.
All right. Now, how did you hook up with Jim Jones?
Big shout out to Jimmy, man, Dipset, Bird Gang, Quarantine Studios, the phone, the whole team. You know, we was Jim Jones' fam, you know, and shout out to Vamp Life, you know, and Empire, you know, the distribution. We hooked up with Jim Jones, basically, we did the record, and our people, you know, it's Cool Day people. I actually know a few of the guys over there, you know. So, you know, we sent the joint over, we rocked with it, and phone call was made, and everything was a go. So it really wasn't a hard situation. It was just easy thing. It's just like sometimes things just flow. So he heard the record, and he said he'd do it, and sent it back. So after that, next thing you know, me and Capone vibe. Next thing you know, we rocking Vamp Life, Empire, and distribution. So it's all fan. You know what I'm saying? So it really was like God. I could just say God did it. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't really like anything we planned. It just happened. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, no doubt. So, man, you know, Is there anything, man, that you want them to know about Champ the General, man, that I ain't touch up on before we get into this joint and let you slide off and get into this hot single you got with Jim?
Basically, yo, check out Champ the General, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. Get into all my music. Check out GP Mafia, my crew. I got that album coming next. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Ray. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hot Mess, Savages Online, Chief Cherokee, Fan G Mix, Mercilago, everybody. Shout out to Milwaukee Black, Justin Makes Beats, Don Dizzle, Duprano, A Ball MJG, Push Management, 730 More Work, Capone, Jimmy Bergen, Tavia, the whole team, you know what I'm saying? Ursula, everybody. You know what I mean? But what they need to know about Champ is I'm coming through with great music, coming through with a strong team, and we're going to change the game in a good way. You know what I'm saying? We got the Champ the
General. Somehow we'll get your music, too.
You can get my music on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Champ the General. You can get my music on all your streaming platforms, really, Champ the General. If you go on YouTube, you can look up Champ the General, C-H-A-M-P-D-A, General. You know what I'm saying? And you can see New York Giants video. You know what I'm saying? You can see my other videos to the other songs you heard as well. You can also go on Instagram at Champ the General underscore GP Mafia. TikTok, Champ DA General. Instagram, Champ the General. On Twitter is GP Mafia under my group and my mafia, my team name. And let's see what else. SoundCloud, Champ the General as well with a DA, C-H-A-M-P-D-A General. Look out for the Champ the General merch. We got champthegeneral.com as well. You can be able to get the merch from there. And you can also hit me on my DM on Instagram if you want to touch me physically or get in tune with me and get your VIP direct order. You can hit me on Instagram and my DM. You know what I'm saying? So Champ the General, all you got to do is Google that. You're going to see Shmoney Yo. You're going to see New York Giants with Young Ray and Jim Jones. You're going to see Presidential-ish. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see all of my music. So stay in tune. I got more music coming and more albums coming, more volumes. And it's only going to get better. Like, we only going to raise the level every time. Like, it's not going to be anything slacking. Straight positivity, straight realness, God's plan, against the politicians, Champ the General. Big shout to Beef Stew Radio. I appreciate y'all for having me on. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Man, we thank you, man. It was an honor to have you on, man. And when we open back the studio up, man, we're going to bring you inside, man, so we can put you on a TV show, too, so we can do it all again. But we're going to get into that joint right now, Zoo York. You know what I'm saying? This joint is hot, featuring Jim Jones. Once again, my man got a home here at Beef Stew Radio, Champ the General in the building, and we out, and we're going to come back with the joint. We're going to come back. I want y'all to make sure y'all look at the website, because I'm going to have all the information. I'm going to have the link where you can go to get his joints at and all that, all right, and how to follow him, all right? So once again, we out.
Appreciate
Beef Stew Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank Champ the General for coming through. Thank Lighthouse Management for connecting and for the connect and all that. And, yo, we out. Let's get into it, y'all. This joint is hot.
Big shout to Lighthouse Management, Darren Davis, Dan, and Milwaukee Black. Big shout out to the whole team. Thank y'all.
Hey, Champ, what's poppin'? GP, what's good?
600 feet.
You know what I represent. Capo in the building, nigga.
So.
Where you from, nigga?
So.
I come from the zoo. Trying to win big, this is Bloodsport. We bout the chicken, the bag, the priest, my guy. It ain't.
rotten apple, you gotta pack banana clips.
NYB
for the monkey niggas, you gotta turn to banana slits. I nail them all down, soon as I let my hammer spit. Big 357, I'm on my MC Hammer shit. You either an ape on the ass, or you just a snake in the grass. In one backwoods, I can roll a whole eight full of grass. Watching for the zookeepers, and yes, I keep two heaters. And the price you get on them birds, I promise you I could do cheaper.
My young niggas bang bang in New York. You rep your hood and your gang in New York. We get the breeze, kill the slang in New York. In the dawn, we a problem. This kids and goblins.
New York shit, we walk and talk it. Get got you off and you don't want smoke. We all about that. Put a op in a coffin, made a fortune. Move that fire, sitting on my porch and ducking police. The streets are scorching, but it ain't no talking.
It's New York business, we the business. You gotta feel it.
Milwaukee.
It's New York business, we can feel it. She be the realest.
Tigers, bears, oh my.
It's New York.
Dusty makes beats.
For them alphabet boys, no information. On my neck, that's frozen precipitation. We over here waving this alliteration.
Trap niggas to the left.
To the left.
Real gangsters to the right.
To the right.
Bad bitches in the middle.
In the middle.
Girl, you better get shit tight.
Get him, so I got him. Told radio, shoot him, so he shot him. Young Ray caught some thotties off the bus down. Now we heading back uptown. Black pass, champ the ball, that's a touchdown. And I'm known to straight score off the rush now. Playoffs, straight shot on the clutch now. Never runner up, but I'm known to run it up now. I move like I'm on the board of the game chess. These pawns ain't make a move on the king yet. They mad, they ain't got no flow left. They live a slow death like they got a holy breath. I'm in the A now, came from the boogie down. I'm in the game now, and I'm gon' stay round. And this one's for my niggas that stay down. GP Mafia, we up now.
Trap niggas to the left. Real gangsters to the right. Bad bitches in the middle. Girl, you better get shit tight. We be getting chicken, yo.
real niggas live fast.